I don't know if it was an insult, but it has turned to be what? A disease. That disease, for sure, it affects your body.
Did you know that actually there are diseases that share the same names with the insults? That may sound a little bit absurd to you, but here in the refugee camp, there is one, and the disease is called motherfucker. Hi, I'm Romeo, and today we shall be discussing about a disease that is making many refugees' lives very uncomfortable, and why exactly it gained the name motherfucker. So, to just get more information about the particular naming of the disease, I had to ask a few refugees to share with me what they knew exactly about that disease and its name.
Have you heard of that word motherfucker before?
Yeah, I did.
Where?
I heard it like I've been seeing them in movies, like these American movies. They always say motherfucker, and I know what it means. Like, it's like insulting someone.
Okay.
And when I came to the camp, I also had the same word, motherfucker. I thought maybe it was an insult, but it has turned to be what? A disease. And so, that disease, for sure, it affects your body.
How do you mean by that?
Like, it can itch, and you don't feel comfortable, you feel your body, your skin doesn't even look good. So that thing is very terrible.
Yeah, in the camp I've heard of the word motherfucker, but instead it's in the camp it is referred to be a sickness or a disease that affects the skin. You will find your skin itching and the skin rashes and teeth. You scratch yourself all over the night. And that's where I found out in the camp that the word motherfucker was used.
Many refugees say they don't actually know what this disease is all about. They have tried diagnosis in different hospitals, but there is no evidence to show that this is a particular disease.
That day.
One of the victims, Tabu, say that she has traveled up to a nearby town called Koboko and done her own tests on the disease. She thought it was syphilis, filaria, or any other disease that could have caused a skin infection. But for her dismay, the doctor told her that she's not suffering from any of the diseases. And right now, she's actually worried.
I went to Arua, one of the big clinic called Maristop.
Yeah.
I went up there and they did some checkup and whatever, but they could not find anything. They gave me drugs, but I was no. If you cannot find my sickness, how can you treat me? So, that is the problem with motherfucker. Motherfucker has no definition. It's just motherfucker.
Matthew has been very worried of not only the disease, but the fact that they can never find the disease on him. He has been given medications, but he asks himself questions. Why should I take medications of a disease that even the doctors don't know? I also asked him about his thoughts on the origin of disease and how did the disease actually come to the camp.
People used to say this one tree, it has some flowers. When the flowers fall on you, then that's how it came on you. That's the origin I had of it. But now these days it's different because this tree is not here. In our school we had the tree in Ofor. So there were guys who were attacked by the real motherfucker from there.
In the beginning, refugees thought they were getting the disease from a tree that could make their skin itch and produce rashes. But that was way back in 2016. And now, up to 2020, still the disease is going on. And the question is, that tree is no longer in existence. Actually, right now for Matthew, he believes that he has transferred in a place that he doesn't even see the tree. But the disease is still going on. What could exactly be the cause of the disease? He believes it could be an allergy, just as how Mora thought. But is it really an allergy anyway?
also the other that may be allergic to hot weather. So that is the other, that is, these are the things that I know that might have bring madafaka.
Okay. So what exactly happens with madafaka? Like, how do you feel? What exactly, what does it do to your body?
Yeah, so madafaka is when you pinch the place that itch, it is really sweet. You can feel it. Yeah, so that is all about madafaka. And it makes you continue pinching the place and whatever. So
until sometimes it gets a wound.
Yeah. So that is it.
Wow. Have you, as you said, you've taken some medication, but completely.
Yeah, so I use the creams. When you smear the creams, so sometimes those.
Can you remember the name of the creams?
I cannot remember the ones I used, but I used one called Medivin.
Okay.
Medivin also worked, but the rest has very complicated biological names that I cannot remember. But the Medivins really help. Like, you can maybe stay for a week. After applying them, you can stay for a week without them working on you. But after, when the when the cream is finished, that's when you cannot really. That's when they will come back rain on you. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy for the disease anyway. And until now, do you still have them?
Yeah, I have them.
How long have they lasted with you now?
Man, I don't know. I can remember they started late last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is
May.
So we can say it's more than 6 months with you.
Yeah, but it's not that all months, like the other months that I was free from them.
So you can be free and then they reinfect you.
They reinfect, yeah.
Okay.
I went out to meet a health worker, Moro, who operates his own private clinic around, and asked him his ideas about what exactly this disease is.
It is allergies.
You think they're allergies?
Just what they say.
Now, you may think allergies to what? You think this food? Or
allergy to what?
Or the water?
General condition.
It's a general condition of most everybody. Mm. Don't you think it is something that maybe all of us are sharing in common? Maybe water?
That's usually water, either food.
Or food. Mm. Because you know,
everybody.
Actually, it's everybody having the disease.
Even me.
Even you.
Can I find my...
Now, how did you treat yours?
No, I treat also the same.
You use...
what I gave you.
Yeah, I did it. Skidam? Eskadam.
I use it, then I use the juicy, you know. It's carbolic soap. Langila, I use this one. It's carbolic soap.
But, it's called carbolic soap, eh? Al Amira. Oh, it's a disinfectant, eh?
Mm.
How much did this soap go for?
This one is 500.
But on the contrary, some of the people that I talked to say that a disease can reinfect you. Try always to treat it and then it just comes back. And a few are worried that even though they go and seek for medication, they actually don't know what they're treating because there's no biological result of what the disease is.
Doctors cannot find it. They'll check anything, they will not find it.
Dr. Moro says that he has treated several people in the camp with the disease. And according to him, he said the question is actually not how many people are affected by the disease, but the question could be who are the few who actually don't have the disease. Because according to him, he believes so many people already have the disease. He thinks that the disease, madafaka, is just an allergy. He says it could be because of the water or maybe because of the food.
That treatment it come with ultimate madafaka. Over
100.
But to him, he shared and told me that the disease is just a skin infection. And he believes that if it's properly handled, it can live. So after the interaction with the doctor, I already wondered who amongst a few in the camp could actually not have been affected ever since. I met one lady called Amude, and I tried to ask her exactly how she was living her life to not let herself get infected.
Amudia, how do you manage to survive without getting motherfucker?
I don't know how I survived, but I found myself not having that sickness.
Like completely?
Completely, I didn't have it.
So what happens? Like, to your idea, what do you think is really motherfucker?
So, completely, I don't understand what motherfucker is.
Yeah.
Amudi, just like very many, still don't understand the disease. Even though she doesn't have it, she has brothers around who have actually been affected by the disease. And she said that she has tried her level best of taking them to clinics, but still up to now, they've never been diagnosed with a disease of any kind. There are a lot of conflicting thoughts around this particular disease, whether it's actually a hygienic disease, whether it's allergies, whether it's a skin infection. Still, nobody has a better idea what exactly it is. Though there was a time I went out and met a nurse, and she told me that the disease could possibly be scabies. But instead, the disease has very different signs than those of scabies. And we wonder exactly how it had a very mass spread, if at all it was just scabies. We have realized that this disease is extremely very complex, and the only thing that many have chosen to do is to just live with it. This disease has affected almost all age groups, the young, the middle-aged, the youth, and even the old people.